Hello everyone, how are you doing today? This is Dr. Sumer Sethi with my pep talk today. And today I'll talk about a philosophy, a way of life, and perspective which I have, kind of believed subconsciously throughout my life. And I've always wanted to share it, but somehow I could never articulate it. It's a difficult perspective that I want to share today. And I'll try my best to make sure that, all of you joining me in this podcast are able to understand. But I'll try to give you that perspective. Now, this perspective is that when things are not going right, okay, and in an organization, in a family, in your studies, in your school, in your school basketball team, in your school volleyball team, in cricket, in business, whatever you're doing, how do you react when things are not going right in a team, in a family? Now, what would happen here is that in every family, when you look around today, you will find some people to be the big guys. These are the big guys who would have a large heart. Now, when I say large heart is that, say things are not going right today and there are two people who are involved into something which is not going right. How do you react to that? Are you the one who stands up and say, it's okay, it's not going right, and, I'll take the hit and I'll solve it for each of us? It's a very difficult thing to do, actually, but somehow these are the people who, would have more friends, more partners, more people with them because they're kind of trustworthy. And this is where, I'll ask you again, what is your default response when things go wrong? Okay, it's easy to understand when things go right. When you suppose, your two partners starting an enterprise today and things go right, it's easy. It's easy, two things go right, then the only issue is who takes the credit and who gets the limelight, that's all. Or who takes the more percentage, whatever. But when things go wrong, that is where the strength of character, has to show. And this strength of character has to be consistent. You can't be the, the large-hearted man once and, a small-hearted man tomorrow. You can't have a two-faced character as a leader, as a man in the family. When I say man, I don't really mean the sexist thing. It's like, you can't be the woman of the family as well, don't get me wrong there. But the key thing I want you to know is that there has to be, and I think this is something which is lacking in today's culture today. Nobody has the large heart to, say, okay, let me solve it. Or, say, okay, let me take the hit. There's like, people are wanting to do nitpicking, find faults here and there, troll you, write, say shit here and there. I hope you agree here. What about the large heart? What about rising above the clouds? Now, I believe that this is, now once you learn this, you would apply this in everything that you undergo as a person. When things go wrong, how do you rise as an individual? I was talking about team, but what about you as an individual? How do you rise above the clouds? I don't know if you have heard the saying. There is a saying, when there are rains and when there is a storm, the eagle rises above the clouds and flies. So are you an eagle? Are you an eagle? Are you a man with a large heart who solves the things? And I think, this is something which I always want to tell people, that the secret of success is not in talent. There's so many, so many people with talent who are actually wasted. It's so much like this that people use this as a word, wasted talent, so often. There are so many people who can be talented in sports, talented in studies, talent, but somehow they never appear to convert it. To convert it into success, you need to be a man of integrity, a man who knows how to rise above the clouds. When the things are down, how do you react? What is your default response? Can you honestly close your eyes? It is just between you and me today. It is not about anybody else. That is the beauty of this medium called as podcast. I simply love it. It is not, you know, I'm not sitting in a room and talking to you like a psychiatrist, you know. It's just an audio talking to you. It is similar to your own voice asking your question today. Can you close your eyes today and analyze your behavior in the last 7 days, last 10 days, last 20 days? And how did you react when there was a difficult situation in the, you know, family, or difficult situation in your work or in your studies? How did you react? Think back. And once you start analyzing it, if possible, can you make it as a default request from me that in the coming week, any such situation comes which needs you to be the big man, the man who rises above the differences and solves it, would you do that? It will feel good. I'm telling you, it will feel good. And you will see, you will make more friends, more partners, more success. Everything would happen. You know, it is something very different from what has been taught to you in society in general. You know, you would feel that, you know, the world is about being competitive and, you know, being cutthroat and all those things. But when you be the big man, you'll feel good about it. Trust me. And this has to be your response. There has to be a default setting wired in your brain. The success is not about how talented you are. Trust me, it is not about it. It is about the mindset, how the wiring in your brain is made to handle tough situations. You might ask me, why should you handle tough situations? It is part of the game. It is part of the game. Come what may, you will never get everything easy. You know, so reason I'm telling you this is because I meet a lot of medical students, and some of them, you know, from top-notch medical institutes in the country, many of them, they get a very, very grand PMT rank, okay? And so they get it pretty easily, you know. They're good at, you know, physics or good at chemistry, whatever, you know. They get it and they feel grand about it. Then in the medical school, they're fairly decent. But when they give their PG entrance, sometimes they don't get a rank which they thought they would, and they're devastated. But devastated. Then some of them are unable to come out of it also. So why? Because you have been winning every time. You never realize there would be a time where you will not win and you will have to know how to react. Are you able to rise above the clouds? Are you able to rise above your difficulties and stand tall and say, I will face it? Or are you the one who now becomes a cynic, a complaint box, who starts complaining to everybody, who becomes a prematurely middle-aged individual who will keep complaining about everything? You would, you know, you understand this or not? You, if you are not the big man, what would happen? You would say, hey, the country, the problem that I'm facing is because of the country's taxation laws. The problem that I'm facing is because of the global recession. It is because of the US elections are affecting my life. It is not true. It's not true. You are the captain of your own life. Get up. What kind of person are you would determine the destination where you reach. It is not about the talent. And I'm kind of telling you again and again. I hope I'm able to put it across, because this is something that I wanted to say for many, many years. But, you know, with the age, probably you get the maturity to articulate. You know, so there have been umpteen situations in my life where I have solved things by taking a loss on my side. There have been so many of those, but being the big man feels good. I feel like, you know, there have been so many places in every situation where I would say, sorry, I'm okay, you know, I'm okay with it. So do you rise above the, you know, your ego, your personality, your past, your aspiration? Do you rise above it to make a, you know, make the system run? As you know, I feel that in today's time, one of the most important thing to learn for everybody is introspect. Think about it. Think about your last 10 days. I'll ask you some questions which are very pertinent to medical students today. How do you react to your exam getting postponed? Have you now become a complaint box, telling what the government should be doing, what it should not be doing? Well, nobody is listening right now. You're agreeing, and you're writing on Facebook, but not Narendra Modi or any politician not reading your Facebook or tweet. You know, you have to rise above the clouds, use the extra time at hand, and start studying. Do you agree here or not that what happens when you face a tough situation? What happens inside of you when you react as a person? What is your default setting in your mind? What is it? Think over it, okay? It's not easy because, you know, it is your choice. You can become an eagle or you can become a lizard. You can hide when you see a problem. You can rise above the clouds when you see a problem. The choice is always ours. But in the end, you know, in the end, it is not the talent. I just wanted you to, you know, feel it with me today. It is about what happens when the things go wrong. Please try to be the big man on that day when the family needs you, when there's a problem in the family, nobody is agreeing to it. Take a loss, stand up, because taking a loss, it would be okay if the family stays together. You know, be the big man there. You know, it's about being the big man. It's a big man would always stand up above the problems. I hope you enjoyed this series of podcast. I try my best to talk my heart out. And that is where, you know, I love this medium. I love this medium because it has given me an ability to connect to so many youngsters across the country. And I feel, you know, I feel blessed that I have this opportunity. If you enjoy my podcast, do write back to me on Telegram or on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're active, you know, because when you reach out to me, when you tell me that you heard me out, it validates me, and I feel very good about it to know you. If you want to tell me something about it, you can actually send me an audio message as well. I wish you all the best.